Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Triumph After Trauma. I'm excited to be here. Of course, always far more excited to have you here with me, friends. One of the ways that people can essentially be verbally abusive to us and hurt us is gaslighting. But as humans, we can also gaslight ourselves, which causes ourselves some trauma, pain, self-loathing, self-sabotage, etc. You shouldn't be doing this to yourself, and neither should anyone else, no matter who that person may be. Nobody in the world deserves to be gaslit and treated like crap, whether that's us doing it to ourselves or other people doing it to us. So, get cozy, grab your favorite drink, and if you're out and about doing chores or at home getting some housework done, make sure we are one-on-one so that you're really tuned in. Let's dive in, friends. you might have just grown up in an environment where other people have grown up believing that it's win or lose and that you can be a failure. And now that has been a belief pushed on you while you've been raised. And here's what I want to say about that. If you are someone who believes you are a failure, and if you are someone who struggles to make decisions that you feel firm and strong in, then staying in jobs, staying in relationships, having healthy friendships, having healthy relationships, is a form of self-gaslighting. And the problem with this form of gaslighting is you are limiting your growth, the potential that you have. And if that inner critic is going off right now saying, but nothing. Remember, it's not a matter of we don't try because we're scared of failing. We either win or we learn. We're all humans just having a human experience, and I don't see how if we try something and it doesn't work out, that automatically means we failed. This is a little bit different than the first thing I mentioned, but there are some similarities. One of the other ways we can tell if we're gaslighting ourselves is if we blame ourselves for everything. It's a little bit different than putting blame on yourself to defend other people's shitty actions and behaviors, because this type of self-blame can be something as simple as needing to ask for help about something. Maybe you are in school and need help with a math question, but you struggle to ask for help, so when you finally do, you feel like an idiot, and then you blame yourself for even having to bug people for help, and then you feel bad because they wasted their precious time actually helping. You're a dumbass. And then you start playing the blame game because, well, if you were just better at math, if you were just a smarter human being, you wouldn't need all this help. And then it can just spiral out of control from there. But it can be something as simple as needing to ask for help and then feeling like you're an idiot for even needing help. The problem that I have with this, which before I say anything further, as humans, our brains can do wild things. And sometimes we know deep down that we shouldn't be blaming ourselves for things, that we shouldn't feel so stupid, etc. But that's just the outlook, the thought process, the thought pattern that we have had for years. And it's almost an inherent part of us now that we need to unlearn and unravel. And here's another way. The fifth way, the fifth most common way that we are gaslighting ourselves. We second guess or doubt our memories. And if you're sitting there thinking, well, shit, Caitlin, I don't remember half of my life. I don't even really have memories. And the ones I do have, I'm not sure they're real memories. You're not alone. I am right there with you. This was a big one for me when I was learning about gaslighting and how we can possibly be gaslighting ourselves. This was the one that it was like, oh, that's interesting. that might be a problem. And when something pops up in your head or your memories, you automatically dismiss it and say, no, that couldn't have really happened to me. That can't be a real life experience I'm remembering. I want you to know this. It's possible that it is a real memory. It is something that truly happened to you. And it is something that you have repressed in your mind. Now, if there is a memory you have that you know is a real memory, you know this is something that happened to you, and when it happened, or when you bring up said memory, you're told that it wasn't real, or it wasn't a big deal, or it doesn't matter, or it shouldn't have hurt you that bad, whatever it may be. And then you internalize that and say those things to yourself when you have certain memories, you've been taught essentially to gaslight yourself, and now you are gaslighting yourself. No matter what anybody says, this is a fact, not opinion. You matter. Whatever people have individually going on within themselves that makes them say not good things about other people or try to tell other people that they don't matter, that is bullshit. Their feelings are valid, yes, but that doesn't mean that their belief that thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode was helpful for you. If it was, tell someone about it who needs to hear this message or share it on social media and tag me at This Is Katie, K-A-I-T-E-Y, so we can connect. Life is a wild journey, but we're on it together, and I'm so glad. You're never truly alone. I appreciate you, I love you, and I will talk to you soon.